Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. Today we're joined by Ed Cowler and Al Hughes. We're going to be talking about the Carbon and Emery Farmers Market, which is held every Saturday. So thank you guys both for taking the time to come sit down with us and talk about it.
Thank you.
You bet.
So let's jump right into it. So now let's talk about dates and times. When and where is this farmers market held?
The farmers market's held every Saturday from 9 to noon in the Sutherland's parking lot. And we'll be there through the end of October, or unless the cold weather shuts us down earlier.
So that's just, it's a very exciting thing. I always love going to farmers market. And from what I've seen from the Emery Carbon Farmers Market, I really love what you guys are offering. So let's kind of get into something that I think is kind of a standout feature of your farmers market, which is that you guys are SNAP card eligible.
Yes, we are. If they're come to the upper booth there where Carbon Emery, USU. They have a booth up there, and they sign up with them. They can also get the seniors' coupons, too, up there.
And that's just a great thing for the community. It's kind of making this market more accessible to everyone in the community, which I think is a very admirable thing about this farmer's market. Now, let's kind of talk about what people can expect when they get there. Let's kind of talk about what kind of booths you're seeing at the farmer's market.
One of the things we require, we're kind of a cooperative farmers market, whereas no one person's in charge. We all just kind of share the responsibilities. But we've kind of got a rule that at least no more than a third of the booths can be craft booths. Everything else has to be food or something, baked goods, and they have to be produced in Carbon or Emery County.
And that's something that's very nice, is kind of keeping it local, as well as keeping it to stuff that people are probably going to end up using a lot more than they would crafts, or keeping it open to those baked goods, the produce, the meats, stuff that people around here and people everywhere really need is food. So that's something that is very nice about it. Now let's kind of look back at the first 2 weeks of the farmers market. How's attendance been for you guys? How's the participation been?
Well, it hasn't been that great. We had the events going on in Price, where a lot of people was going to that. But, you know, they're just starting up. Nobody really knew we was there. But now it's starting to ramp up, and it's getting a little warmer, and we're getting a lot more vegetables.
Yeah, I feel like with you guys not having to compete with about 17 different city events going on all at the same time as the farmers market, you're probably going to start seeing a bit of a tick up in that attendance, especially with people really starting to get the word out about it. As we kind of get to the end of these summer months, farmers market are, they typically blow up about now, and a lot of attendance can be expected. Now, Ed and Al, unfortunately we are running out of time. Is there anything you'd like to leave the listeners with?
Yeah, this is a wonderful opportunity to get out and meet the people who produce food locally and buy food that is fresh and really, although we're not organic producers for the most part, we do follow, a lot of us follow organic practices as much as possible. So it's an opportunity to get locally produced food, support your local farmers, and have a good time, because there's things to do and people to talk to. It's a good time.
You know, most of the farmers that are in this group here are from Carbon Emery County. Everything is grown right here. And they pull it out of their gardens and they bring it out to the farmer's market and they sell it, which is so much better than buying it at the store.
Now, is there any booths in particular you guys would like to plug?
You betcha. I'm Ed Cowler. That's Ed Cowler and Lenora Cowler. We own ELC Gardens in Helper. We not only sell the vegetables when they're in season, we also have flowers, flower arrangements, and you name it. All the flowers you see on Helper Main Street are the ones that we put in, and we take care of the rest of the year.
Well, Ed and Al, thank you guys both so much for taking the time to come sit down with us. We really appreciate it. Again, that was Ed Cowler and Al Hughes. We were talking about the Emery and Carbon Farmers Market held every Saturday in the Sutherlands parking lot, something you're not going to want to miss if you are a fan of good food and good people. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.